I'd like to invite our guest speaker up today, Andrei Blinkov. Welcome. I met this man for the first time at the Pioneer Leaders Conference. He's an old friend of River Church. He's a really good friend with John and Jill Sanderman. And we thought we'd move Colin's last talk in the Big Story series until 2 weeks' time after the River Together, because Andrei was coming through and we just wanted to kind of give him a bit of space. He's just he's an absolute amazing man. He's from Russia. He'd be sharing about some of the things that he's involved in, but just from speaking to him, he's just got such a great heart, and he's doing amazing things. He teaches a theological seminary. He's got a church. He runs a couple of drug rehab centres. His church is predominantly made up of people who have come through the drug rehabilitation programs, and he's involved in a few orphanages. And he's just a great guy. And so, just honour you and welcome you, and just please feel free to just be at home with us. So, over to you.
I was in America several times, so I have a heavy Kentuckian accent. Sorry about that. I want to begin with prayer. Father, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for this church. I pray that your spirit would come and minister to the people here. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for what you have given each one of us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I want to, first of all, to express my deep appreciation to John and Jill. They are my good friends. Thank you very much. I also want to express my appreciation to Peter West. I hope he is also my friend. God bless you. You know, I want to first of all to pray for any sickness you may have. You may remain seated, but if you have any kind of sickness, you can put your hands on the place where you want God to touch you. Father, I rebuke right now every sickness which is present here. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke every sickness, and I release your life in everybody which needs healing. I release healing and life from the Lord Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive the life from the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You can check your body, by the way. And maybe after the service you can come and witness, testify. It would be nice. The Lord is good. And I want to show you several pictures from our ministry in Russia, and then share a little bit from the Word of God. That's the name of our church, Holy Trinity. And this is some faces from our church people. And the major problem which we have in Russia for evangelical Christians is that we are viewed by the society as a cult. We have a so-called Russian Orthodox Church, which is almost a state church, and it's very close to the government. And they view everybody else basically as a cult. So that's a challenge, you know, to minister in a society when people view you as you know, somebody not good, so to say. Anyway. Because of that, I believe that the Lord moved us to the ministry to their deprived people, especially drug addicts and alcoholics. We actually started this ministry 7 years ago. That's the logo of our church. Okay. So this is from the last year, our picture from our rehab ministry. This year's picture. This year we celebrated 7th anniversary of this ministry, and we were able to reach almost 200 people through that ministry. And most of them they're free from drugs, from alcohol, and many of them actually doing very good work for the Lord. This is a building we built. It's very, very simple. This one can host 12 men, and then in the front you can see our VIP student. Yeah. So a year ago we also started a second unit, and we were given it's a warehouse basically. We were given the second floor, so we renovated and made it good for living. So we have 10 people staying there on the second floor now. And then there's this kitchen, we call it Hallway of Hallways. Those guys there, all of them are former addicts, drug addicts, except myself. I've never been. Praise God for that, actually. Yeah, so they are running this ministry, and all of them are, I mean, every one of them is a miracle, because they would be dead, unless this ministry. And then last year we celebrated three weddings. The guy who was a bribe here, his name is Sergei. He actually was a homeless. And his wife, when she wasn't his wife, of course, she actually found him on the street, and she led him to the Lord and then to the rehab ministry. So and now they're married and they're expecting a child in May. So it's great. And then this man's name is Andrei, is myself, and Olga. So they were married last summer. And Andrei was a drug addict for 10 years. And now he's very active, very living, and moving in the spirit. And then this is the man was in the rehab ministry, and this lady, she was a singer, and she's part of the praise and worship team in our church. So, and the wedding ceremony we conduct in the seminary where I teach. We use crowns for the ceremony, for the wedding ceremony, and it's an Orthodox tradition. We try to be, culture sensitive. So we use crowns for the ceremony. Okay, that's us also. Yeah. And then these are guys from the second unit. We call it adaptation, because most of them, they went through the program, rehab program, and now they're work together and stay together. So we call it adaptation ministry. And that's one of the baptisms. We have several of them every year. Yeah, so that's a baptism. And then this is the first time we went to the orphanage. Actually, orphanage is very logical or continuation or development of our ministry, because most of the children in the orphanage, they do have children, they do have parents, but they are either drug addicts or alcoholics, so they're not capable of caring for them, and the government places them to the orphanages. So we have open doors now to several orphanages to come to minister. We bring lots of support to the orphanage, as well as, of course, spiritual food and care for the children. So those are some pictures from the orphanage. Actually, almost every child has a very sad story, because they were, from the families, very deprived families. And then this is in March last year. Yeah, we do a lot of classes also. And we invite volunteers to come with us. Most of them, they're unbelievers. So we have opportunity to evangelize both children and adults, volunteers who come with us. And then this is the help we're bringing every time we go. This is some we bring food, we bring clothing, and many things. This is a special program we made in December, last December. It was called Inside White. we brought our, as you can see, many our dresses, wedding dresses, and those girls they're all from their orphanage, we tell them about our meaning of life. We tell them about meaning of a person, that they are precious, that they are special, they are loved. And some of them, they actually never... those ideas are very strange for most of them, because they're used to be, you know... they're thinking of them that they're not good at all, generally. But I remember this girl, her name is Ksenia. So Ksenia was really crying after the program we made, saying that it's first time when she thought of herself of being something special, somebody special. It's touching. And then this is a ministry we have in the local store. It's an IKEA store. And we found out that it's very easy. Well, not very easy, but it's, the power of God is releasing much more obvious in the spaces like that than in the church, actually. And we are just approaching people there and ask them permission to pray for their health, for their health problems. And many times God makes miracles, and we can evangelize from that. So we actually started this ministry very recently. It's not established ministry, but I really like it, and I can see many miracles there. And then this is a teaching ministry. I have a degree from Asbury Seminary, and I teach in two seminaries in Moscow. This seminary is called Moscow Seminary of Evangelical Christians, and that was graduation, last year's graduation. That's my family. I have one wife, I have a daughter, and two sons. Okay, that's my youngest one. Okay. And I'm also writing some books. Recently I finished the book on spirit, soul, and body. And I'm in the process, in the beginning process of writing the fifth book. So I probably will not call you to study Russian to read my books, although you can. Okay. And then this is our vision. We want to see a revolution in supernatural. We want to build spiritual maturity of every Christian in our church. We want to develop more and more social ministries to evangelize. Of course, the major ones you've seen already are ministry to addicts and ministry to children and orphanages. And then leadership training. And in numbers, during the next 5 years, we are going to see thousands of healings and deliverances. We want to see 1,000 addicted people who live free in the spirit, and 1,000 saved orphans. And we have we're expecting to build a volunteers movement for their orphanages, 500 strong during the next 5 years period. So that's our plan. That's our vision, and that's some of the links I have. Well, of course, all those resources, they're mostly in Russian, but I do have some little section translated into English. So if you want to web it, go to the web and check it, you're welcome to.